In this segment, we're talking with opponents to Measure C on the Napa County ballot in June. Measure C is described as the Watershed and Oak Woodland Protection Initiative. And with us in the studio, Dave Whitmer and Phil Blake. Jerry Hansen was with us earlier and had to go off to her meetings. I'd like to come back to the question I posed to Jerry and maybe get both of your perspectives on that. The idea that that things have been good, but maybe a little too good, and that we are in danger of going too far with too much vineyard, too many wineries, too much traffic, too much tourism. Speak to that a little, Dave.
Well, I think Jerry's absolutely right. The general plan that was kind of the community's document to come together and make decisions about how we move forward is in place. We're on target to meet the projections and certainly not exceed them. The idea that things are going too far, how does in an agricultural area, how does limiting agriculture and not non-agricultural construction in the agricultural watershed really deal with the specific issues that I'm hearing from people most often? Traffic is a number one issue. Housing, housing that's affordable for people who work in our county is a critical issue, and we're not spending time talking about those things that we could be doing to deal with the issues that are upmost on people's minds. Measure C distracts from that. It actually, in my mind, takes us off of the things that we ought to be spending time on. And it focuses on eliminating agriculture in the agricultural watershed and open space district. We've said for a long time those lands should be in agriculture. I, for one, don't agree with the kind of regulatory process that this initiative would set up either. And I think landowners are going to be surprised when they find out that in doing some routine maintenance on their property, they may have gone afoul of this language, and they could find themselves with a misdemeanor pretty quickly. And the other thing that Measure C, a fault that I see in the language, is that it really doesn't allow for due process. If someone is found to be in violation of the provisions of Measure C, it goes to a misdemeanor and a fine pretty quickly. So there's an awful lot here for folks to look at. Before the break, I was talking about the 9111 report. Really encourage people to look at that. They'll see that not all things that are drafted pretending to be the savior of our watershed are going to be good ways to legislate here in the county. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, think that Measure C is the wrong way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned when we were off the air that there is an actual exemption in Measure C's language for replanting an existing vineyard.
Correct.
That doesn't seem to fit logically into the objective, because a replant could involve hundreds of acres, and their setbacks would not be reduced. They would be the same as what they currently have.
Absolutely.
Increased, I should say.
And in the case of the current regulatory situations, replants.
Regs on the books.
The current regulatory system, those replants are looked at. They're not exempt.
Interesting. Phil, speak to this philosophical kind of thing for a second. You've worked in conservation your whole career, right? Mm-hmm. There are a couple of different kinds of people in the world, and for some people, anything man-made is a detriment to the natural world. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who, for example, to put in a road that gets you to a national park is too much of an intrusion into the wilderness. The road shouldn't be there. It should just be natural. If you really want to see it, you'll hike in there because that means you're committed,
Mm-hmm.
And while for a lot of people a vineyard is a beautiful thing and it's natural in the sense that it's plant life, it's a man-made thing. It's not trees. Trees are superior because they're made by God or made by nature, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that part of what goes on and when we get into separate camps on an issue like this?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because really when you get down to it, there are a couple of major industries in the ag watershed area of Napa County. There's what I call the residential, rural residential industry, and there's the agricultural industry. We all share in the use of these watersheds. We all have straws in the aquifer, these watersheds. You build a home in the rural residential area of Napa County, you got to get a road to it. You got to get a driveway to it. The roads systems in this county, which are thousands of miles of channel and concentrate runoff, if you go back again to the TMDL report and analysis, rural roads in this county, because of the culvert discharges, because of the ditches that run sediment and concentrate the sheet flow that normally would just naturally
dissipate
across the land if we were not here, is a part of the formula, and it's a part of the analysis that Measure C completely falls down on and dismisses as a non-factor. It is a factor, and if you go back in history, looking at the watersheds in Napa County, what happened in the hills? The settlers came up into the hills. These were the cheaper lands. These were the lands that the immigrants could afford, or they could farm. Napa County has a long, long history of land use in the ag watersheds. If you go back, there's some interesting articles going back to the 1800s, late 1800s, of people in the Angwin area lamenting the loss of the forest. The forests in this county were clear cut. In fact, it's interesting, I was reading the Register the other day about the stone bridges in Napa County, and Napa County being one of the places where more stone bridges still exist and are actually carrying modern day traffic. The stone bridges were built in part because timber was a limited resource. They could build timber bridges for horses and buggies a lot cheaper than stone bridges, but the hills had been clear cut. The anthropogenic, or the man induced changes in this watershed go back way back, well over 100-150 years ago, and we all have to own up to the fact that we share responsibility in that. And in our analysis, Measure C points the fingers at agriculture as being the culprit, and it's simply inaccurate, unfair, and it's not a holistic way to look at the watersheds here.
Got just about 3 minutes left, maybe. You want to put some summation on all this, Dave?
Well, I think if you read the initiative, you're going to find that, number one, there's a very little science that backs up the claims that are being made. It's not very scientifically written. The language is so ambiguous as to create some real legal challenges should it be passed, challenges that the County of Napa will incur the cost of defending. And I, for one, don't believe that the initiative process is the correct way to legislate in something that's this technical and this important to get right. If we need to tweak the measure afterwards, it's going to require another initiative process in order to be able to do that. To me, that's just, not very forward thinking in today's world. We ought to be, if there are reasons why our watersheds need this kind of protection, if we need to regulate agriculture more because of the activities that they're doing in our region, I think that the agricultural institutions that I'm familiar with and the folks that I work with around here care about this place and would be the first to tell you, look, let's sit down and figure out how we implement something that really works from a scientific perspective. But what Measure C does is it throws out completely the rigorous regulatory process that we have in place now with our current conservation regs. It kind of completely ignores the tremendous regulation. Barry, Napa County is the most highly regulated agricultural system in the nation, if not the world, okay? And I'm not saying that it's perfect, but if it's not perfect, let's figure out why we believe scientifically that it's not perfect. Let's come together as a community and figure out the best way to solve that problem. This initiative doesn't do it.
And the initiative throws this back to county government. It says we, the citizens of Two, and maybe their groups of supporters now with the Sierra Club and some of the others, says, county, here's what you're going to do. And citizens, here's what you're going to tell the county to do. The incongruities with Measure C versus the regulatory process we have in place now, it's irresponsible to me to throw something back at the county and say, here are the following things you're going to do. They don't match up with your current conservation policy. They conflict with the conservation regulations we have in place. But here, we're giving it back to you. You sort it out. Now, what's the county going to do with that? Now, we're back into this area of confusion again, and conflict, and this anger with county government, that county government has got to get these things right, and we're gonna force you to do it, and somehow you're gonna figure out how to piece it all back together again and create coherent policy in this county. It's wrongheaded.
All right. We've used up all of our time. I really appreciate you coming in. Phil Blake and Dave Whitmer, and earlier Jerry Hansen, part of our panel representing the opposition to Measure C, the Watershed and Oak Woodland Protection Initiative, which is on the June ballot. So we just have a couple of months here, less than 60 days now, to come to a conclusion on how folks feel about this. Really appreciate your time and talking about it.
Thanks, Barry. Bill.